The Oregon Cattlemen's Association. For invited testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and thank you for staying around. My name is Lance Stonebrink with the Oregon Cattlemen's Association. We anticipated this bill to be just in work session only, so we were a little surprised when the governor's office came in to make it known with no mixture of doubt that this would be in direct conflict, if this bill passed, would be in direct conflict with the federal law on wolves. We didn't think that it would, because we simply say that we know as ranchers or anyone, farmers, ranchers, that we still have to abide by the federal law. We just looked at it as that we wouldn't have two governments after us for killing the same animal. Having said that, and having heard the previous testimony from the governor's office, we would like to simply strike on line six the word wolves and leave wolf hybrids. There are, and I didn't prepare the testimony for tonight, didn't anticipate this, but I know it's in the thousands of wolf hybrids that are out and about in the state of Oregon. There have been advertisements in the Capital Press and even in the Portland Oregonian where you can buy wolf hybrids. And we know of many cases that people, either they get away from them or they can't handle them and they don't have the heart to have them disposed, so they let them go into the wilds. We still face that problem with a hybrid cross wolf and a dog that we still have to face. That would then eliminate the conflict with federal law, because the federal law does not protect wolf hybrids.
Do you have documentation for that?
Excuse me?
Do you have documentation for that? I'm thinking of the federal government, I'm thinking of statutes, I'm thinking of regulations that define things pretty heavily, and I wouldn't be surprised if you found a definition of wolf incorporating wolf hybrid if you checked the Code of Federal Regulations. So I'm just wondering if you've done any research on that
point. Mr. Chair, Representative, I dealt with this issue quite a little bit in 1996 when I worked for a congressman from Idaho.
Okay.
When the wolves were being introduced into Idaho. And in fact, under Idaho law at that time, there was a requirement that the wolves be tested for DNA to determine if they were a hybrid or in fact if they were a pureblood wolf. That was not done by the Department of Interior when it was brought in. And the point I'm making here, and just take my word for it this time, that the Federal Endangered Species Act, and I have studied it intensively as a legislative director for the congressman, that it does not protect wolf hybrids at all. And that was the point of Idaho, who were trying to keep them out of this experimental population they were brought in by the Department of Interior, that if they were determined to be hybrids, they couldn't bring them in. And there would be no protection under the Endangered Species Act. That's the very point of this what we're trying to do here. And that this would then, and others could testify if they want on this issue, but I know that they're not protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act hybrid. And I would bring that, the Federal Endangered Species Act with me and provide copies of that section that deals with wolves, or that deals with endangered species.
Any further questions? Representative Smith?
Yes, thank you. This may be for Ray, too, or maybe Glenn. Do we need to offer an amendment to this?
Yes, Representative, Chair Representative Smith, what I would say is on line six, simply strike the word wolves. And whether you do that as a conceptual amendment or
we
you
don't,
feel
we good. Cannot do conceptual amendments. Okay. Representative Smith, we would have to bring this back another
right.
time.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
We'd have to do that.
We'd be happy to do that, sure.
I would probably be interested in looking at looking at that. And
Chairman, I guess what we're trying to say is we're trying to address the problem. And yes, We know that these wolves from Idaho have been here, they could be here even as we speak, because they seem to come across whenever. We're trying to protect our industry from historically what we've known has ravaged on our livestock. However, if we are going to have a conflict that we can't resolve, and I know we can't use the word veto, but it looks like it's in the wings, that by striking that part of it, and we can still deal with the hybrid.
Any further questions?
How, I understand that.
Representative Ackerman?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm the chair. Let me make sure I understand the amendment. You just want to strike out wolf and leave the wolf hybrid as a predatory animal? Okay, now, with respect to your clients, ranchers, how are they going to make that distinction at 200 yards, and they take an animal, it's a gray wolf instead of a hybrid?
Chair, Representative Ackerman, we face that problem all the time as we see a wolf. Our ranchers don't go hunting for wolves. Our ranchers are concerned when the wolves go hunting for our livestock. What we're trying to do here is to put them as a legal, and the burden of proof is still going to be on the rancher no matter what happens. Anytime they kill a wolf, and if it's a protected species, the burden of proof will be on the rancher. And I know that wolves were killed in Idaho. Again, when I worked for the congressman from Idaho, wolf was taken to the, had a necropsy done on it in Ashland, and then there was a lot of extensive work done on it to determine what it was and whether it made a kill on livestock. So I'm not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. This is still going to be a real challenge, but to the rancher. But if they see a wolf chasing or killing or attacking livestock and they shoot, they still have that burden of proof of that whether they killed a hybrid or whether they killed a wolf, and they still face that from the federal level. All I'm saying is that this would take Oregon out of the conflict with the Federal Endangered Species Act.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
We will close the work session on 3363, and that finishes our business for the day.
Thank you.